What do you say we move on to Calypso? Now, this is the Phillips brothers. This is Glennie and his brother. I forget his first name. And I like the backwards guitar riff that starts out the song. I think it sounds pretty cool, but I'm not sure if it's really strong enough to hang the whole song on as a motif. But I'm impressed that they just went for it and that's what they did.
Yeah. Did you reverse it and listen to it?
No. Did you try that?
Yeah, I did. And I didn't recognize it.
Oh.
So I think it's just an original riff that they went ahead and recorded and reversed for this song. And I like it. It's interesting and everything. But yeah, I was kind of like thinking like, ooh, is this going to be a musical quote that I've heard before? I didn't recognize it. But it's maybe all the better for that.
Yeah. I like how the guitars sound. I think they're really well recorded and they rock really hard. You know, there's a lot of little lead licks that you get that blend in with the rhythm guitars that I think sound really great. I like the organ. I think that's a nice touch. And this is a case where the verses I like a lot better than the chorus. The chorus is like lighter and happier and is sort of like in a less rocking tonality than the verses. And I feel like the verses just really get going. And it's like a point where I really am into the song. And then it transitions into the chorus and I like it just a bit less. I'm not sure why that is. Just the transition from sort of sad and rocking to happy that just doesn't really quite work for me. I like the bridge. I think there's a mix of really high and low voices, which I think is cool, but you know, it's another section that's not as good as the verse. So I had struggles with parts of the song, but parts I really liked and then parts I didn't like as much. And I kind of wish there was more parts that I liked and less time spent on the parts that I didn't like.
Yeah, there was a lot going on in there. Cool riffs. Stacks of them. I liked this song. I thought it was loose but okay, but it got a little too fleshy. I liked the riffs. I liked the chords. I liked it was like a warped version of Rush. Maybe
yeah.
Too dense and loose at parts. I would have liked to have heard, say, some of the harmonies voiced higher to get out of the sludge area. But it was certainly adventurous. With some great guitar tones, maybe too many at the same time. And the bass, too, I thought the bass of it, which was heard at the end, it was all flangey, phasey, swirly sounding, all over the place, but some very bold and exciting ideas. But here's Glennie singing, perhaps hastily, versus Lennon in the song, where he sounded confident. So here it's loose and almost like sketchpad. Still, a bold song. But, you know.
This song somehow reminds me a lot of Glennie's My Favorite Monster submission. While trying to remember the words to the chorus of this song, I kept coming up with that monsters in the words we say, monsters in the alleyway. It just reminded me so much of that. This is a great song, though. It's got an awesome bridge. Maybe not a home run on the last line of the chorus, that liquid star shine, but you know, you could say the same thing about that Jerkatorium song, did the same sort of a thing.
Those guys, yeah.
Yeah, impressive composition, but reminds me of My Favorite Monster and maybe Survival a little bit by the Kraken Lives. It's probably just, you know, me cluing into Glennie's very distinctive voice. But also, yeah, maybe he kind of tends to head back to the same chord patterns now and then, or melodies-ish.
Yeah.
It's probably my fault.
We all do to a degree anyway. You know, or some kind of chord we lean on at times or something, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's flat major 7.
Yeah, for me,
exactly.
It's... For me, it's I never do that. How dare you?
I'm original all the time.
Yeah, that's right.